You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Nearly 700,000 children are abused in the United States every year. This is according to the National Children's Alliance. And since April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month, there is a movement going on this month to help raise awareness about child abuse and child abuse prevention. Joining me live in studio to talk more are Molly Kazmark with St. Luke's Children at Risk Evaluation Services, or CARES, and Taryn Yates with the Idaho Children's Trust Fund. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gemma.
That is a staggering number from a national perspective. Put that into Idaho terms and what we see here in our state.
Sure. Well, one thing that we see at St. Luke's CARES in both Boise, Nampa, and Twin Falls is that last year in 2018, we saw over 1,900 children, and we provided evaluations for allegations of sexual abuse, physical abuse, neglect, witness to violence, drug endangerment, really all forms of maltreatment. There are other child advocacy centers across Idaho. And last year, about 2,400 children were evaluated in Idaho at those centers. That's not the totality of cases of child abuse that are happening. They're just the ones that have come in through the child advocacy centers.
These are the ones that have been reported. But even that puts the number at close to 4,000 just last year.
Correct.
And Taryn, when we talk about child abuse, what do we see mostly in Idaho? Is it a neglect, or does it run the gamut?
It's absolutely neglect. 80% of the calls that come in to Child Protection Services are neglect. So we feel like that's by far the biggest issue. And I think that's a stat that politicians and community leaders should really be paying attention to, that neglect is so pervasive. And we really see neglect as more than just parents neglecting their child. It actually occurs in a context where these families lack support. And you could say that the community is neglecting the family as well.
And talk a little bit more about that, because there is this concept of ACEs, and we've talked about that with you on our program before. Because this goes back to childhood trauma. And if we do not look at that, it's almost like this domino effect of, if a parent suffered ACEs as a child, how do they have the ability to not neglect their child potentially?
Yeah, exactly. So we see a trend where childhood trauma is passed on from generation to generation. And that's something that needs to be acknowledged and prevented. Is we want to break that cycle. We believe that most parents really love their children and want to do right by them. But parents aren't supported the way they need to be. A lot of parents don't have the resources, the knowledge, or the skills. People parent the way they were parented. If they had really hands-off parents, or if they're working two jobs, there's so much out there. So much context in which parents are neglecting their children, and really so much we can do to provide this support to families to protect them against that.
So as a community then, Molly, what do we need to do? Because there has to be a responsibility when it comes to our community, because it really does take a village.
Yeah, it really does. And I think for the adults in Idaho, it's our job to take care of the kids, right? Kids, they can only do so much to protect themselves. And it really comes down to us as the adults in Idaho to step up and protect the kids that are in our sphere of influence. And I think training goes a long way. Learning about how to protect your kids from abuse. There's a great training called Darkness to Light. It's also known as Stewards of Children. It's a two-hour training that people can sign up for, and it helps provide really tangible tools that adults can use to protect children, recognizing signs of abuse, learning how to talk to your child about abuse, learning to teach them how to protect their bodies and what to do when they find themselves in a situation where they're not safe or something is happening that they're not comfortable with. Talking to your child about their body and their body parts and what's, what it all means. And then how to report what your mandatory responsibility is to report in Idaho.
And it seems, too, like our our culture is shifting. And what I mean by that is, like, when we were growing up, you know, it was like this thing about if you left grandma's house or grandpa's house, go hug them, go kiss them, you know, right? Mm-hmm. And that idea of you don't have to make them do that because it is about a boundary.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got to say that shift in culture has been really interesting. I have a 1-year-old and a 4-year-old, as you and I have discussed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm reading all these things that talk about reinforcing that boundary. And it's really been challenging to sort of educate, you know, my parents and my in-laws about how, you know, actually it's actually very protective to teach children that they can say no. That mm-hmm. they don't have to do something that makes them uncomfortable just to make an adult happy, which is not really what we were trying to do. But that's kind of the message that gets sent when you're making a really reluctant 3-year-old hug or kiss their grandma. And we certainly don't want to make our children feel uncomfortable like that. So it's really just a lot about educating just what best practices are. Because a lot of people just don't know about that.
Well, and you don't want to make grandma and grandpa feel bad either.
Right.
So it it goes back to exactly what both of you have said about education mm-hmm. and understanding that this is why we do X. It's not because they don't love you, grandma and grandpa. I mean, but seriously, those are things that part of when we talk about training, it's training the whole community.
Yeah.
It truly is. And one of the myths that's out there is about stranger danger. Because we all teach our kids about stranger danger. But actually 93% of cases of abuse, the perpetrator is someone who's known and trusted by that child. And so that's where that education to all of our adults in Idaho, how to protect our kids, how to watch their environment, how to watch their interactions and monitor as best we can the things and the people that they are around. Because often it's someone that they trust is abusing them.
And that, as a parent, is the scariest statistic.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I'm speaking with Molly Kazmark with St. Luke's Children at Risk Evaluation Services, or CARES, and Taryn Yates with the Idaho Children's Trust Fund. I always want to say foundation, but fund. Okay, so April is National Child Abuse and Prevention mm-hmm. Month. Tell me about the goals of this month, and specifically here in Idaho, because you have a program, for lack of a better word, called Thumbs Up in Idaho.
Yes, Thumbs Up Idaho. So we're doing a lot of really cool things, I think. And it was really the idea of these gentlemen down in Idaho Falls. So I don't want to take any credit, but they painted last year, they painted their entire hand blue, and we thought, what a good idea. It's like a little gimmick that asks mm-hmm. people. So that, you know, prompts people to ask, you know, why is your thumbnail blue? So this year we're doing this Thumbs Up Idaho campaign, and we're asking everyone to paint their thumbnail blue and, you know, put it on all their social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, with the hashtag Thumbs Up Idaho. And we got, Governor Little to do it. And we've got some mayors out of Idaho Falls and Chubbuck and Pocatello have really been stepping up and making videos and challenging other mayors. So we're getting a lot of, interest around this. And it's been really fun to see so far.
And what we'd love to see is, as people paint their thumbnails blue and give the thumbs up sign and post that picture online, is to challenge others to do it too. Mm-hmm. So it kind of becomes almost like that ice bucket mm-hmm. challenge or the, any challenge online mm-hmm. where they're challenging others, because that's going to help continue to raise awareness and spread the impact of this social media campaign.
Well, and you make a good point. When we go back to the ice bucket challenge from a couple of years ago, when it started, I mean, you were kind of, what is that?
Yeah.
But then as it went viral, everyone knew that it was about ALS and research for ALS. And is that kind of the goal of something that is kind of gimmicky, frankly?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a little weird, you know, and I'm trying to get my husband to do it, who's not the type of guy that generally paints his thumbnail. Molly's husband is a police officer. And so we're like, we want these guys that you normally don't see mm-hmm. with blue thumbnails walking around with blue thumbnails, specifically because then people are like, you know, what is that?
Well, and then it starts the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is going on then this month? Because normally I know, like in Boise, for example, at the Idaho Women and Children's Alliance, you always see the blue pinwheels outside for the month of April. And which, by the way, if you walk by there or drive by there, it is profound to see all of those pinwheels once a year like that.
Yeah, you'll see pinwheels all through Boise and really all through Idaho
in the month of April.
And that's, again, to raise awareness about child abuse prevention. And they're really a symbol of that happy and safe childhood that every child deserves. You'll also see this year we're doing our fifth annual Idaho Child Abuse Prevention March and Rally. That's going to be this Friday, April 5th. It starts at 11:30 at the Boise Center on the Grove, and people will march up to the Capitol, where we will have our rally, including the governor reading his proclamation that declares April as Child Abuse Prevention Month in Idaho, as well as some other speakers on various child abuse topics. And the night before that, on April 4th, there's a great event happening at JUMP.
Oh, yeah. Jump invited us to do First Thursday there. So if anyone wants to come by JUMP, it starts at 5 to 9 p.m. It's the first Thursday, so I'm really excited. in the Boise area, you can come. We've got pinwheels. We'll be having booths to paint your thumbnails. There's activity for kids. We're doing cookie decorating. So we're really trying to make this family friendly and supportive as possible.
And ultimately, I really want to end this on the idea of just understanding and education, because if we don't talk about it, if we don't have conversations, and if we don't learn about what it looks like, how does it change?
Absolutely. And this is the first step, just really building this awareness. And we're going to be, you know, this is the month to bring attention, but we're going to be working on this all year long. You know, we're not going to quit. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. And we need, you know, all the support of community leaders, people like yourself, to really help us continue this conversation.
And I like the idea of child abuse prevention, right? How do we prevent this from happening? And parenting is hard, even when you have all of the resources. So it goes back to that education piece. Yes, Taryn?
Absolutely. Parenting really is hard. You know, kids don't come with an instruction manual, and there's so much conflicting info. We just want to support parents as much as we can to be the best parents as possible and to, you know, have that strengths-based perspective that parents love their children and are the experts on their own children. And we just need to go in there and, you know, sort of as a community, buffer them against some of the stress that comes with parenting, put them in situations that make parenting a little bit more easier with the protective factors, being protective as a community, as a society.
And so the blue thumbnail, paint that, and thumbs up, and the hashtag again, because you want this all on social media platforms.
Yes, hashtag thumbs up Idaho.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking more about this. My guest today, Molly Kazmark with St. Luke's Children's At-Risk Evaluation Services, also known as CARES, and Taryn Yates with the Idaho Children's Trust Fund. Thank you both so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.